Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, which is a podcast that helps entrepreneurs take bold, clear steps to start a business, get unstuck, or grow with more clarity, confidence, and courage. I'm Leslie Kane, a courage coach and the founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my dad, Patrick Kane, who's often said, "Why not today?" And it has become a guiding principle and question in my life and business. Each week, you'll either hear a solo episode where I coach through some common business challenges and guest interviews that would go beyond inspiration to teach what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear chapter and a reminder that you are not alone. Let's dive into Why Not Today podcast that helps that you grow with courage and by taking action. And just FYI, I don't edit these episodes because that's part of the Why Not Today message that, you know what, you just got to start and you got to do it. So my guest today is Rebecca Murray. And Rebecca and I think officially first met at Million Cups when I presented about Why Not Today. And you reached out to me and then our schedules just never aligned. And that was, I think, probably October. And now we're recording this in July. So, but, or, and, I kind of, you know, things happen for a reason. And since we initially talked, the podcast has taken a little bit of a pivot, changing our direction a little bit. And when we had coffee last week, I was like, oh, your story is perfect for where we are now. So I'm glad it didn't happen then.
Meant to be.
So Rebecca owns a company and has owned several companies, but her newest company and current company is Dare Gift Boxes. And so Rebecca, why don't you introduce yourself a little about who you are and a fun fact, and then we'll get into the business part.
Amazing. Thanks for having me, Leslie.
I
guess I've always loved having my own business. So yes, I've had an entrepreneurial journey of almost 20 years now with a couple of different endeavors. The
You
one
look
I have,
well.
the one I have now, I co-own with one of my best friends called Dare Gift Boxes. And it's a dream to get to say that I send presents for a living, which is something I used to joke about wishing I could do, you know, when life felt more stressful. And today it's our job. When I'm not working, which has thankfully become more of the time, I used to be a work days, nights, weekends kind of entrepreneur, but there are a lot of other things I enjoy doing. So I love that our business now allows me to have more buffer time and bandwidth to do other things I enjoy. I'm
That's awesome.
fairly active. I have a great friend group. I'm really involved in my church. I help take care of my parents, and I love to cook and to host and travel and take long drives. I love living in Virginia. There are so many beautiful places to go explore. And a fun fact that people are usually surprised by first time meeting me is I am super tall. I'm 6 foot, and people don't usually expect me to be so tall when they first meet me. But that's often something I hear is like, oh, you're taller than I expected. But yes, I'm
Yeah,
very
I thought
tall.
that when I saw you the other day. I'm like, I'm impressed. I'm like, oh, and I'm not tall. So, well, it sounds like you got some cool, fun things, and maybe we should plan an adventure or exploration because I
Oh,
love
that'd be fun.
too. So, well, what does courage mean to you, Rebecca?
Definitely doing the things scared when you maybe don't feel qualified or you don't feel like you have all of the tools you need, when maybe someone else could do it better, when you have a lot of reasons, a lot of excuses that could pass for not doing something and doing it anyways, but doing it scared. Because if there wasn't some resistance against doing it, you wouldn't need courage. If it was easy,
No.
you would just do it.
And you probably wouldn't do it anyway, or it wouldn't be monumental or life-changing. So, and I love the part that you add qualified. You don't feel like you're qualified. Because you know what? We never feel like we're qualified for something until we do it.
Yeah, I've struggled with that a lot. I really hate being embarrassed. And so I've struggled to do things that I don't feel good at when you know that you're most likely going to mess up or not do a good job. And that's been a hard thing for me to get more and more comfortable with through work, is just, I'm not going to do this as well as I would like, and I have to just do it anyways.
No, and the more you do it, the better you're going to get. And when nobody's great the first time,
and the
you
only
gotta
way to
start
get good
somewhere.
is being bad at it long enough.
Yeah, I had somebody I met recently, met him a couple months ago, and we got on the subject of the podcast, and I saw him the other day, and I don't know him at all except for walking my dog. And he's like, I've listened to several of your podcasts and you're getting better.
Aww.
I'm like,
Aww.
okay. My sister said that, and I kind of, yeah, whatever. But he said, yeah, I can now tell how you've improved your skills. I'm like, well, I hope so after 100 and some episodes. But yeah, You got to
That's
do it,
awesome.
figure it out. So, all right. So your current business is Dare Gift Boxes, and I love that you have built it now that you have time to enjoy some life. And as an entrepreneur, we don't always get to do that. So you had some businesses before, and I guess this evolved from there. So I don't know if you want to mention the previous businesses or just talk about Dare Gift Boxes. Like, what are some of those why not today moments in your life that you made that decision, that thing happened, that moment that life went a whole different direction that you didn't see coming?
My favorite Why Not Today journey or moment of the journey was in beginning of 2014. I had at that point been working as a destination wedding photographer for quite a number of years, but I was needing to do something else career-wise, and I pursued some other jobs and nothing was working, and I just felt really stuck, and I really felt like I was losing the energy for that work. And my parents each separately mentioned this idea of me starting a clothing business. There's kind of a whole backstory there, but we were sitting around, I was chatting about the job search. They mentioned this idea again, and I was somehow it just hit me the right way. And we stopped and prayed about it for a second. And that night I Googled, how do you start a fashion business? And then a year and a half later, launched a Kickstarter, went into full large, like full production with an overseas manufacturer of my own collection, launched a clothing brand that I ran for several years, would import hundreds of dresses, photograph them, sell them around the country, sold in stores. And it was this whole clothing brand that honestly came from a kind of a almost chance comment of like, well, what if you did that clothing idea again? And it just was the right time. And it was, I remember thinking in that moment that whatever my response was going to, you know, affect the rest of my life. And I was like, well, I could do that. And it was off to the races. So that's probably the most pivotal one of the journey.
Why not today?
I'm just like,
and you know, we all have those moments, and a lot of people don't act on them. Probably most people on my podcast have acted on them, but there's so many other people, majority of people don't act on them. And that's why I really encourage people to, when you have that idea and you don't feel qualified, I mean, when was this, 2000?
That was 2014. So actually it was 2.5 years. I launched the Kickstarter in the fall of 2016. So it
Okay,
did,
so
because there was an initial like off to the races, but then there was, you know, a lot of, I mean, it took many months of working with factories to get off the ground, but there was a long season of kicking my heels and just not moving forward because I got kind of scared, and some friends had to be like, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? So you have the initial idea, but then there's a lot of determination you need to
so many
actually get it
lessons
going.
there. Like, we have that idea and then we start doubting ourselves, and luckily you told some people and they pushed you
Yeah,
and you
they
kept
did.
asking. And I think that's where you need to publicly share what you're doing. And you know, it's not start here and end there, and it's not immediate. That
No.
it's a journey, and entrepreneurship should isn't a journey. It is not a start and arrive at all.
No.
No, and
No.
we have lots of bumps in the middle. So, all right. So you went from this clothing line to a gift box. How did that happen?
So from the start, the clothing brand had a lot of really difficult aspects of it. I did not know how much I was biting off when I set out for it. Also, both of my parents got cancer along the way. So actually the first production trip for the first collection was a couple days after my mom's cancer surgery. So I had to like compartmentalize and go from one thing to the next and just move the project forward. And what really happened was, along the way, it just didn't work how it needed to as a business model. It grew and it was successful to to an extent, but not to the point that I could step away from wedding photography, and not to the extent that it was having the growth it needed. So it was kind of a very long, very messy middle for those first like 6 years from the initial launch. And I was always trying to think of ideas of ways to grow the reach, to increase revenue. So one of the things I did was adding in other products besides the clothing brand, like small accessories or small gift boxes. And then I thought to focus on the gifting more, thinking it could help bring in more customers. And then right around that time was COVID, and my factories for making clothing actually got shut down 2 years in a row. So it was really I'm stuck. I can't make any product to sell. I was already working on expanding the gifting side, so I decided just to focus on that more and make that a bigger part of the business. And that was the God moment of, this is a terrible situation, but here's the one thing I can make to sell. And so putting all of my attention on that product line, the first holiday season, it grew so much. And then the next year, the gifting side just grew and grew. And the next couple of years, the dresses, you know, eventually got back into production, but they just never grew at the same rate that the gift boxes did. So it was a slow season. And after that first holiday season is when I brought on my now business partner, Colleen, to help. And so she and I together kind of redirected the company. So it was a slow pivot, but it was from trying to find a way to save the business that was really sinking to then COVID making it impossible for me to continue the clothing side, at least at that point. So I added in this product line thinking it was temporary. And then that was what gave it the chance to do super well. And then a lot of businesses started using us for their client gifting. And that's when the gifting side really took off. So it was a slow pivot. And it wasn't until 2023 that I officially rebranded and did the last kind of farewell dress style and closed down the dress side for good. And so just in the last 2 years have been fully doing gifts only with no dresses.
Well, and that's the journey. You know, you started here, you ended up here. Like, who would have thought when you had the passion and desire to build, to create dresses, that you'd be
Never.
Selling gift boxes. And I think that's the message I want people to hear loud and clear, is that you're going to start here and you're going to end up there. Like, I started as an idea, maybe I should do a podcast, and now I have a whole business on it. And so you just never know, but it's that one step, that why not say moment, that you keep trying. And I'm sure everything that you learned, good and especially bad with the clothing, that you're able to apply that. We pick up lessons on the way. And would you say the clothing line was a failure? No.
No, never.
No, it was just a pivot. And so I think we're so afraid that things are going to be a failure. People are going to think we're a failure. But you know what? Most people are just like in awe that you had the courage to keep going and to pivot.
And it shapes you, like who
Oh,
I am as a
absolutely.
Business owner and as a, you know, hopefully as a friend and a daughter is shaped from those hardships that, and I'll hopefully carry that with me my whole life. And also the connection, some of our best customers or our best connectors that go out of their way to help us are people who started as dress customers. So it's, even if something changes, the effect that you have on your community can, you can reap the rewards from them, you know, years into the future. So I know we wouldn't have the business we have today if not for having the dress company first. And I can trace back so many of our kind of success people who have helped us achieve something special to being back from the dress company days. And I don't know how I would have found them otherwise.
Well, and it's, I talk about this often with building connections. It's that know, like, and trust that whatever you're selling, people are going to buy. They know who Rebecca is. They know that your heart's in it, that you're doing it for a good reason. And so it translates, and you just never know who you're going to meet, who, you know, they might not have been a dress customer, but they're watching you. And now they're like, oh, now I can use her.
Yeah, that's kind. Thank you.
Yeah, you never know. And you've got to build that. And the things that we do behind closed doors, or when nobody's watching, or when things aren't going well, that's where you build the respect and the real connections, because people are watching, good and bad.
Yeah.
And so being who we are regardless makes such a difference.
Absolutely.
So I always, now that we've kind of pivoted this podcast a little bit, the question I've been asking my guests these days is, what do you wish you would have known before you started the dress company, before you started as an entrepreneur, the gift box? Are there lessons that you wish you would have known?
Ooh. I think specifically before starting the dress company and what we are today was maybe to know how many different business models I was taking on at the time, because I was doing both the product development and manufacturing international trade and then also a full e-com marketing strategy. I think it was, I didn't realize initially how, you know, a lot of businesses just do one of those things. And so trying to do both the complete creation and then the start to finish reselling marketing, I did not know how much I was taking on. I don't, maybe it's better I didn't know, because I'm glad I didn't know what I didn't know. I might not
the
have
next
done
question
it.
Is, what do you wish you hadn't known?
I think I did have a lot of, because I had been a wedding
Or the
photographer.
question, what are you glad you did not know?
Oh my goodness. The amount of manufacturing issues that can come up that can cost you months of work and thousands of dollars. And You can just have your heart broken. I spent so, the joke of my friend group was like how often I was on the fetal position on my floor crying because of
Aww.
just how like people kind of, ask how things are going. It's just like, I'm like fetal position. It's so hard. So I think not knowing that, I mean, I think that one downside was since I had had some success being a wedding photographer and had built a good community and a lot of people who supported me, I think I just assumed it was going to be a lot easier. I think when you have a small amount of business success, you just think, well, I'm gonna be great at this. And I think the humility part that's come over time with being, beaten down from a lot of painful mistakes that were my errors or just life being really hard, I think there's an importance of being optimistic and hopeful and excited. And that can be your lifeblood sometimes, but it's also easy to think that because we've done good things before in a different arena, this is gonna be easy for us. And I think I had no idea just how hard it was going to be. And maybe I would have approached it with a little more trepidation or just not so much optimism, maybe counting the cost a little sooner. I don't regret what I've done, but it definitely took, many more years of my life of being fully kind of in the dark places of stress with it that maybe if I was a little wiser at the time, I would have not tried to do so much myself.
Well, you're very much like most entrepreneurs. We bite off way too much, and we're so optimistic and so hopeful and such dreamers. But you know what? If we weren't, we wouldn't probably start.
Yeah.
You know? And the answer to the question, "What do you wish you hadn't known, or you wish glad you didn't know?" I guess the answer most people are giving me is how hard it was, and it is hard. But it's hard, but it's so rewarding too. At the same, it's your baby. I mean, it's hard to get up, and I assume I haven't done it in 25 years to set an alarm and go to work every day
I'm
and
sorry.
somebody
Yeah.
telling you what to do.
Everything's
That's
hard.
hard.
Yeah.
Somebody I know recently that's had somewhat of a flexible job. I called her the other day and I'm like, "Are you on your way to work?" It was like 9 something. And she's like, "No, I'm at my desk." I'm like, "What?" She goes, "All of a sudden they told us we have to work from be at our desk at 8 and work till 5 with an hour lunch." I'm
Oh,
like,
wow.
"That is hard." You
Wow, yeah.
know, and so everybody's their definition of hard is, but you get so many rewards. And I think as entrepreneurs, we're just starting too. We don't have the budget often to hire the people. Now, we should hire them sooner than we do because, it'll free us up to do the work. But that's definitely a lesson I've learned. Get the help before you need it, and then you'll build toward it. But as an entrepreneur, that's a hard thing.
Also, yes and no. My experience was hiring some roles too soon, and then I really spent more of my time managing, and I wasn't yet at the place to need quite a team. So I think there can be people who manage teams more effectively, and I've learned a lot over time. And it's also hard to, trust a mentor or business coach to direct. I've worked with some mentors who have given some business advice that ended up wasting me tons of time. So I also am hesitant to let anyone really, speak into how I run my business because no one really knows what I should do except for, I believe me and God. And that we can get advice, but it's risky to let someone be too involved. But I know I also did spend a lot of money and time when I tried to bring on a good sized team, and it was really too much too soon. So maybe just doing it more thoughtfully, maybe
Yeah.
one at a
Well, I
time.
think the whole thing about mentors and coaches, you really need a coach that's not going to tell you what to do, but help you discover what you're going to do. And I think there's a difference.
I'm sure, yeah.
And I've had several people say, "Oh, this is what you should do." It's just like you. I'm like, "No, you know, it's our baby, it's our passion, like open to suggestions, but not people like trying to redirect." I had somebody recently told me I should get rid of my podcast. It was a passion project. I'm like, it is a passion and it is driving a lot of this. And that's how I got started. And I'm not going to get rid of it.
Yeah,
You
good
know,
for
so we
you.
got to listen to our heart. Why did we start?
Yeah,
That's so
because
important.
we're end of the day, we're the one who has to live with our decisions. So someone else can make an idea, but we have to wake up and say, am I at peace with what I've decided to do with my life and my business? So we have to make the decision.
Exactly. And you have to be excited about what you're doing. And if you're not, it's going to be hard to get up in the morning and get going. Like,
Yeah.
there are very few days, if I probably can count on one hand, that I didn't want to get up and get working. But when you love what
What a
you do,
gift.
yeah. it's fun, and you're not like, I don't have Sunday scaries. And I love my Mondays. So how would you encourage somebody else, Rebecca, that's on the fence? They're thinking they want a business, or maybe their business is, maybe this is a better question. Their business is not rocking it like they think it should, and they're having lots of obstacles. How would you encourage them to make that pivot, to have the permission to be open to something new?
Well, that's a great question. I would first want to give them a hug because I know it's a hard place to be. It's so hard because doing something entrepreneurially, it takes so much grit and discipline and determination, but it also takes having, a really soft grip on exactly what you're doing in case you do need to change something and pivot or be open to change or be open to what the market is. Like if something is not working, to really understand why is it, to understand what's not working and then be open to changing it within the realm of what you're comfortable changing. Ultimately, the market determines what we do. We can have very specific ideas, but we have to realize that if we're doing it to make a living, we have to only go by what is actually going to reach that goal. It's not just up to us deciding what to do. So I think taking a good analytical eye to what's not working and then trying as many new pivots as you can until you find one that fits. I just kept trying different things. And even today, I mean, we're compared to previous years, our business feels like smooth sailing, but on a given day, like we are still a small team, we're trying to grow a lot, and life's very intense and very pressured and very full. And any given day, it can feel like I'm trying so many different ideas, trying to get us to that next level. But I think the frequency of just experimenting and just trying different things, and then just noticing what's working, what has an open door when you try, what doesn't. Not being just stuck on this is how you want it to go. It's never going to work out that way. It's always going to be something surprising, something we haven't thought of. So maybe the frequency of how often you're willing to try something new or try a different approach, maybe it's bringing in some outside opinions to take a look at something, being willing to be challenged on some of the assumptions you make about what you know people want or what you know people are looking for. And just continuing to probably work harder than anyone around you until you get to a point that you don't have to anymore. I think the commitment to work, and it does take some sacrifice, but that discipline and grit to just like my what was like my saving mindset thought I used to just hold on to was like, I don't have to be the smartest person. I don't have to have the best connections. I don't have to have the most funding. I just have to hold on through the pain longer than other people. If I can just hold on longer, I'll be okay. It's like if it's hard for me, it's hard for everyone, just last longer. So like a certain amount of perseverance of just like if you're in a workout or you're doing something hard, just staying in it longer than the person next to you, you'll win just because if they drop out. So that balance of grit and discipline and work ethic with flexibility and also just finding what helps you think creatively to problem solve and try different approaches and different, it might just take enough little experiments to find the right, of the different components that make your business work. And you won't get there unless you try, if it's 100 different things you have to try, you have to get through the first 99 to get there.
Like Edison says,
Exactly.
he didn't fail, whatever. He just tried, thousands of ways to do a light bulb. So much wisdom in there. One thing, I love that just lasts longer. I have often said with a big goal that I don't have to do it forever, but I have to do it now. And think
That's
about the
great.
end result. Like, think about, okay, when this is done, like I've qualified for many. Or use of many Mary Kay cars, as we're supposed to say it. And I just knew that I didn't have to do it forever, but I did have to do it for a while.
I love that.
And that's okay. And think about the reward. And then I love when I ask, how would you encourage somebody that may be failing? First thing you said is give them a hug. And I think that's just so insightful and so smart and something that's overlooked that we're all willing to help and ask. You know, if you're not doing well, ask somebody. Have that person that you can reach out to when you're in the fetal position or when your life is falling apart. You know, we want to reach out to people we want to celebrate, but more importantly, you want to reach out to the people, especially other entrepreneurs, when life sucks and it's not going like you want it to, because they've probably been there too and they're going to give you some advice. I had somebody on my podcast a couple of weeks ago, and she talked about lateral mentors, and I just love that term. You know, we have the mentor that, you know, the coach, the mentor that's ahead of us, but also we want the lateral mentors, the people that we can, that we're supporting us side by side, completely different businesses, and be able to brainstorm ideas. I met with somebody the other day that she has a, they sell pet coll dog, cat collars, leashes, all those things. Completely different business from any of my businesses, but we could still brainstorm ideas. I'm like, have you thought about
Absolutely.
this? Have you thought about that?
I love
And
that.
have those laterals mentors. And I love that you said, you know, yes, it takes grit, but also that soft grip to be able to let go because it may not need to be there. And to realize it's part of the journey. You know, it's not, you don't start here and arrive there, and it's not a straight line.
And
And
life
so,
never stops. Like once you get there, you're going then somewhere else. So it's
yeah. And if you're an entrepreneur, you are never going to stop. You just keep going. We have that in us. So, well, thank you so much. So, what's the best way to find you, Rebecca? I know I'm going to share all your contact information in the show
Oh,
notes.
great. I'm trying to get a lot more active personally on LinkedIn. So finding my name, Rebecca Murray, on LinkedIn. And then we, as a business, share a lot of fun behind the scenes of our shenanigans and our business on Instagram. So that's at Dare Gift Boxes.
Okay. And I asked Heidi the other day about Pinterest, that I
Oh,
might need
yeah.
something from you guys on Pinterest. She says, I'm not the person, but I'm like, okay, who's going to put me
We
in
can
direct
definitely help you
contact
there.
with the person when I'm ready? So not yet, there yet. So, well, thank you for being here. And I'm glad it worked out that it didn't work out. And again, you know, being open to the journey and the mentoring and
That's right.
the listening to what's when it's supposed to be right. So
Thank you,
thank you.
Leslie. It's a joy to
You're
chat with
welcome.
you.
Thank you. And thank you everybody for joining us on the Why Not Today podcast. And this is your space for practical tools, real encouragement, and courageous growth. Whether you're launching something new or navigating pivot, I hope you're leaving today's episode with a clear next step, a reminder that you're not alone. If you're ready to take the next step and want some assistance and coaching, you can reach out to me, and my website is whynottodaymovement.com. And this podcast is your bridge from inspiration to action. So I'm here to walk with you every step of the way. And if this episode speaks to you, share it with a friend, that person that's just thinking, maybe I want to start a business. They mentioned it. Reach out to them, share this. And remember, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just need to take one brave step. And why not today? So thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you,
Bye,
Leslie.
everybody.